And I want to start with the debate, which is in many ways a debate among progressives about identity politics, among minority voters.
There is no reason why a racist charlatan whose biggest claim to fame is the apprentice shitty president of the United States. We can talk about Hillary Clinton being a complicated candidate, that's more than fine, but there is a reason why he won. And I hate that sometimes we put this in terms of black or white, like if you voted for Trump, then you automatically are a racist. That being said, if you voted for a racist, sexist, xenophobic demagogue, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, you are complicit. You made a willful choice to put your, what you thought was your priorities above everyone else's. There are people whose lives are being changed for the worse. I lived in greater fear immediately after I knew he won. And whoever voted for him has to take ownership for what that choice meant. Again, when people talk about identity politics, about who, it's about whose identity you're prioritizing. And it's not mine. It's often not women's. It is white, straight men.
It's funny that you keep referring to white people, whiteness, or white men. And that's kind of a function of identity politics. It is the attempt to put everybody in a racial box. And in your case, to dismiss them because of their race.
I didn't dismiss them.
You criticized them because of their race. Yes, you did. If one were to do that in reverse, I think you would understand that to be racism. Your dislike of President Obama is precisely because he was a black man who viewed himself as an American first, who didn't see himself entirely through the prism of race, who didn't live every day constantly obsessed with identity in a way that sees enemies and oppression and victimizes everywhere you go, and that does not seek to see any progress in this country over the last 300 years, that actually denies such progress in the most wealthy and the most diverse and the most empowered society this country has ever been. We used to believe you should judge people, to coin a phrase, by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And yet today's progressive left is obsessed with the color of people's skin and talks about people of different races with automatic dismissal.
That is a bastardization of Dr. King's words, but respectfully, the fact that
you... He didn't say those things?
The fact that you just assigned me to be a racist simply because I said if white people, or if anyone voted for a racist demagogue, then they need to take ownership of what that decision meant. That is not the same as a white supremacist. That's not the same as a Nazi. That's not saying that black people are superior.
No, you don't think we live under white supremacy?
This is a white supremacist state.
Okay.
And the
interesting to hear.
And the fact that you just said that...
And how would you define white supremacy?
No, I would like to finish. I think anytime I level any type of criticism about the role race plays in society, the role it plays in politics, you rush to say that, to go to extremities. But this is how typically Americans, and congratulations on you becoming a citizen, but you've learning well, because whenever we talk about racism, we only want to talk about it in extremities. It has to be one way or the other. I didn't make it black or white. You are.
The question is, let's take the Trump question. There's no doubt to my mind that he is a foul, despicable person. I spent a long time campaigning against him and would continue to do so. But the reasons people voted for him cannot be reduced to simple racism. It's a very complicated set of questions, just as the reason people voted for him was not about sexism. A majority, I mean almost half American women voted for him despite knowing and being shown that he was a sexual assault artist. Does that make them all sexists and bigots? No, it means that they didn't see the world entirely, completely through one dimension of their identity, their gender. They also looked at economics. They looked at foreign policy. They looked at trade. They looked at immigration. They were able to have a complicated idea about what they were doing. They may have been wrong, and I don't forgive a single one of them for voting for Trump. I don't. But it doesn't mean they're all racist. And this ability to reduce everything to this, to deny the fact of racial progress in this country, to deny the fact of so many minorities flourishing in this society, as if we have done nothing since 1830s, as if we've made no progress at all. Is it-